It's another rebound week for the Bills as they hope to put together a winning effort this Sunday down in Tampa Bay after a very difficult overtime loss at the hands of the Falcons in Toronto last weekend. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy. And Murph, the Bills still mathematically alive for the playoffs, but right now they're just trying to take small positive steps the rest of the way here.
Yeah, at 4-8, they are not yet eliminated officially from playoff contention, but there's other things at stake here, including the Buffalo Bills trying to bounce back from that stinging loss last week to Atlanta. Head coach Doug Marrone has tried to put the focus on looking ahead and trying to win a good road game for this Buffalo Bills team.
I think it's a very important step for our football team to see how we come back, you know, from a game like we just did. We've already, you know, early on we came back strong, you know, and but later on in the year you start getting more and more challenged with it. And I think that shows the character, because at the end of the day, you know, the character is what gets you through these things, and the leadership is what gets you through these tough times.
Keep competing. I mean, that's what we put this uniform on for, you know, is to go out and show that we're the Buffalo Bills and we're going to compete when we step on the field. So we all have to be professionals. You know, whoever's out there on the field, you know, whoever's number is called, you know, they have to show up and continue to play like we've been playing all season. You know, and I don't expect or don't think that that won't be the case. You know, I expect everybody that's out there to compete and continue to play the way we've been playing all season.
Their opponent, the Buccaneers, are traveling down a similar path this season to that of the Bills. They're a team with a rookie quarterback running their offense, and they also lean heavily on their run game. It could very well be a smash-mouth type game between these two teams, which is something Buffalo's defensive front feels they're ready for.
I mean, you try to hammer the ball down. We got to just, you know, we just kind of get after it, you know. They got a hard-nosed offensive line. They got a physical, pretty sound offensive line. It'll probably be one of the better fronts we play this year. I'm pretty sure we'll be ready for them up front and to be ready for whatever they have for us.
They want to run the ball. We want to run the ball. So, you know, that's what it's going to come down to. You know, it's going to come down to the guys in the trenches, you know, on the offensive line and defensive line. So whichever, you know, team gets the advantage in that way, I think we'll win the football game.
The quarterbacks in this game, the Bills' E.J. Manuel, Tampa Bay's Mike Glennon, both of them draft picks this year. Manuel in the first round, Glennon in the third. They've traveled in the same circles a lot as they came up to the NFL ranks through high school and college. They faced each other when they were both in the Atlantic Coast Conference. E.J. says he's looking forward now to going up against Mike Glennon at the pro level.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's funny because we've been roommates at the Elite 11 when we were in high school, when we were counselors, and obviously we've talked about playing each other in the league, so this is our first opportunity, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, on paper, Murph, this looks like a matchup of two teams that have gone through some of the same struggles mm-hmm. through the course of this season, and though the game is on the road where the Bills have had their problems, Tampa only 2-4 at home this season.
Yeah, and I expect a heavy contingent of Bills fans on the Gulf Coast of Florida. The Bills may not face a friendlier road crowd all this season, but they got to make sure their head is on straight after the discouraging loss to Atlanta last week. The road to the playoffs is nearly impossible for this Bills team, but they've still got to come out and play. I think they have to play much better against the run. They have to run the football better than they have. They had a pretty good game against Atlanta, but I think expect a heavy dose of C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson, and the offensive line maybe picking up where they left off last Sunday.
Kickoff for this one is set for 1 p.m. at Raymond James Stadium. Murph will have the call on the radio side with Mark Kelso. Check your local listings to see where you can listen to the game on the Bills Radio Network. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.